Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
This is Napier Radio Energy. I'm Brooke Mills. Here are today's top stories. The First Minister will today tell Theresa May that in her sheer intransigence over Brexit is the reason for her call in the second Scottish independence referendum. Writing the Times newspaper, Sturgeon said that the SNP manifesto stated that a second referendum should be on the cards if Scotland was taken out of the European Union against its will. She also stated that the SNP was re-elected to government with more votes and seats than both Labour and Tories combined, justifying the chance for a second referendum as well as a cast-iron mandate. Most government departments have been told to make spending cuts of up to 6%, as part of plans to make a £3.5 billion of savings announced last year, and cuts will have to be made by 2020. Sky's political correspondent Darren McCafferty said the key areas can't be touched.
Schools, the NHS and Defence are essentially ring-fenced, so that means a lot of these cuts will fall on councils, and it is councils that are pretty much struggling at the moment, particularly when it comes to the issue of social care. Many will ask, will they be able to cope?
It emerged last night that the man leading the government's pensions review will recommend that the state retirement age is lifted to 70. He says a higher age should be phased in by 2030 to safeguard the retirement of millions of workers. Mr Pickering told The Times, people need to appreciate that you can't work from 25 to 55 and live the life of Riley to 95. It's emerged that the North Korean leader's half-brother was killed by a deadly chemical classed by the UN as a weapon of mass destruction. Malaysian authorities say Kim Jong-nam was exposed to a highly toxic nerve agent known as VX. He was attacked at an airport in Kuala Lumpur last week. Alistair Hay, a professor of environmental toxicology, tells us how it works.
By inhibiting an enzyme in the nerves, and that blocks the message from nerves to muscles. So muscles go into spasm, and the muscles that control your breathing are, of course, blocked, and someone affected by VX would asphyxiate.
A leading child protection police officer said that paedophiles who view indecent images of children online should not be jailed. Chief Constable Simon Bailey reported that police forces cannot cope with the huge rise in reports. Figures show that the number of child abuse reports is up by 80% in 3 years. The Home Office disagreed and said that the viewing of child abuse images is a terrible crime and should be treated as such. The US President wants to raise the amount America spends on defence by a record £43 billion. Donald Trump said he'll pay for the extra military investment by making savings, including cutting foreign aid. He insists he won't increase the country's debt. The proposal is expected to be part of an upcoming budget blueprint.
We must ensure that our courageous service men and women have the tools they need to deter war, and when called upon to fight in our name, only do one thing, win. We have to win. We have to start winning wars again.
An American company says it'll take two paying tourists on a flight around the moon next year. SpaceX says the pair have paid significant deposits for seats on the rocket. It's not known who they are, but the company says they know each other and aren't from Hollywood. Bill Harwood, who's a space consultant, says it will be the first manned American lunar mission since the 1970s.
Nothing like that's happened since then, since those moon missions. So for a private company to step up and say, hey, we have the hardware and the capability to send people into deep space, that's a big deal.
Libya is exposed as an epicenter for child abuse. Almost 26,000 children are still risking their lives to make the dangerous journey from Libya to Italy. Most of them are unaccompanied. Many children suffer from violence and sexual abuse at the hands of smugglers and traffickers. They rarely report their abuse because of fear. The inquest into the deaths of 30 British people in a terror attack at a Tunisian report will conclude later. A total of 38 people were killed when an Islamist gunman opened fire at a hotel in Sousse in June 2015. The inquest looked at whether the British government and travel firms failed to protect tourists properly. Survivors Shelley Hay and Ben Milton want lessons to be learned.
There were so many people that their lives have been torn apart from this one day, and just finding out exactly why that happens and hopefully just some sort of
closure for the families,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, definitely.
A train was stopped by police when bagels were flung around a carriage by passengers who then started fighting. A video posted on Twitter showed a woman placing bagels on a man's head before he threw them out of the window. You can hear a group singing, "He's got a bagel on his head." The police stopped the train for 18 minutes at Potter's Bar, Hertfordshire, on Sunday to take statements.
This is Radio Napier.